WTAW News Time, 5 minutes after 5. The temperature is 57. Texas A&M men's basketball starting at 5:30, an abbreviated news hour today. Social media publicizing Texas A&M employees being approved to participate in a conference that limited attendees by race and other factors leads the governor to say he was ready to fire the university president. Greg Abbott posted on his personal X Twitter page that A&M was violating the state law enacted 2 years ago, also known as SB 17 and the anti-DEI law. Abbott wrote it'll be fixed immediately or the president will soon be gone. President Mark Walsh responded after Abbott's tweet by sending an email to faculty and staff at the Mays Business School. Walsh says no one would be participating in the conference, adding, "I don't believe we fully considered the spirit of our state law in making the initial decision to participate." And Walsh says the conference's limitations on who could attend is not in line with the intent of SB 17. Texas A&M system has banned professional travel to China that dominated discussion at yesterday's A&M Faculty Senate meeting. Those sharing what's happened since the ban was announced before the holiday break included Professor Frank Satilli.
"I think we're going to lose people, and we're going to have a lot of faculty who are going to be really frightened about this. I mean, I'm mad as hell. My department was in discussion with somebody about a senior position, and they withdrew when they heard about this travel ban. We also have another faculty member who's been approached by another institution about whether they'd be willing to move because they're pissed off about this."
A system spokesman tells WTAW News the ban's the result of a governor's executive order. Professor Adam Kolesinski disagreed with the system's interpretation of the executive order.
"I've noticed this happens a lot with A&M lawyers. They like to prohibit things that don't have to be prohibited, and this seems to be an example of that. As I read the governor's executive order, I don't see anything saying that all professional travel to China is gone. What I see is a prohibition on being any sort of funding from China. Yes, China is our enemy, and I think it's actually quite important for us to study our enemy. And by prohibiting professional travel to China, we are actually making it much more difficult for us as a society to know our enemy."
Faculty Senate members were told the system ban does not include personal travel to China. Brazos County's two newly elected state representatives did not vote with the majority for the new Speaker of the Texas House. Paul Dyson, Trey Wharton voting for David Cook, who was defeated by Dustin Burroughs by an 85-55 margin. Burroughs, a Republican from Lubbock, received the support of 36 Republicans and 49 Democrats. 9 did not vote. Dyson, who represents most of Brazos County, posted on his Facebook page that he's fully committed to working collaboratively with Burroughs. Wharton, whose district also includes Robertson, Madison, Grimes, Walker, and Washington counties, did not issue a statement. Republicans voting for Burroughs included two others from the Brazos Valley. Stan Gertis represents Burleson and Milam counties. Angelia Orr represents Leon County. WTAW News Time, 8 minutes after 5. WTAW News continues, again an abbreviated news hour today, with Texas A&M men's basketball starting at 5:30. College Station City Council moves ahead with selling land along the freeway next to the Costco store for commercial development. It's not the council's last vote on what will be built. While the city's chief development officer, Michael Ostrowski, says there could be 4 restaurants along the freeway and a couple of sizable retail buildings, the final design of what will happen on 11 acres of land is yet to be officially set.
"Because we have a development agreement that will go along with this, the concept plan will be back before you as part of that development agreement."
Possible tenants were not disclosed by Ostrowski and Councilwoman Melissa McElhaney.
"Are you thinking, from what you've heard, probably can't discuss again, is it, this look like an exciting mix of possibilities?"
"It does. I think it provides some activation, especially on south side of College Station."
The sale also includes 2 acres to be used as a plaza, and the developer has the option of buying 15 acres behind what they're acquiring. Aguilan Pregnancy Outreach, another step closer to a new home. It's after the College Station Council rezoned a vacant fraternity house at Deacon Drive and Fraternity Road. There were no public speakers. The only council comment came from Bob Yancey.
"I think it's a worthwhile and wonderful project, and I wish them luck."
APO will provide housing for residents with a common kitchen, restrooms, living rooms, and overall gathering space. Part of the building will also have office space. The only 24-hour pharmacy in Bryan College Station is closed.
"Hi, thanks for calling your 24-hour Walgreens at the corner of East 29th Street and Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Just so you know, our pharmacy is temporarily closed."
WTAW News has sent an email to Walgreens corporate office requesting more information. Once a state legislature starts considering bills, one of the first things to be considered is the lieutenant governor's call to ban all consumption of THC products. That would include the legislation passed 6 years ago regarding hemp production. Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller, whose office wrote the rules, brought this up during a recent visit to WTAW, particularly about the unintended consequences.
These synthetics like Delta 8, Delta 9, which are the same as marijuana, didn't exist. So they're not illegal because they're not in, you know, addressed in the law. It's been known fact that these gummies show up in the pockets of second and third graders. That's a problem. We've got to address it. You know, at a minimum, we've got to put some age restrictions on this.
Miller opposed the recreational use of marijuana, but remains a supporter of its medicinal use.
I believe if we can help somebody, let's help them. Much less dangerous than a lot of other hard narcotics that we can get prescribed, like oxycodone, hydrocodone, fentanyl. This product is not that dangerous. We'll come up with some way, Texas always does, to do the right thing here.
Keeping out the stuff that should be kept out while keeping the benefits of the medicinal use.
Exactly.
You can hear more from Sid Miller's visit to WTAW at our website, WTAW.com. Bryan ISD school board members tapped the brakes on a request to hire a local demographer. During yesterday's board meeting, newly elected member David Stennis wondered what the district was getting for almost $57,000.
What is this report going to tell us that we're like, man, you know, thank God we paid $50,000 for us to tell us that, when it seems like that we know where the growth is? I see a lot of data that gets provided to us of enrollment and numbers and permits and all that stuff that's available to the public.
Superintendent Ginger Carabine says she wants to plan for the impact of school vouchers and the possibility of proposed economic development projects bringing more families to the district.
We want to make sure that our schools are balanced. We don't want overcrowded buildings, and we don't want underutilized buildings. So that balancing act is really important to us, and we lean heavily into the demographer's report to do that work.
Leo Gonzalez wants to wait until those final decisions are made on proposed economic development projects and state lawmakers taking action on vouchers.
Because I'd hate to have the data done, and then all of a sudden we have something that can skew everything, and we've already paid the $56,000.
Joel Bryan ready to proceed with the demographer study.
It seems like it's been quite some time since we've had a thorough analysis of our district, and I think it should be more frequent personally, and I also think that if we're going to make informed decisions moving forward, we have to have a report like this.
Board was told the latest demographer study shows Bryan ISD has enough facilities to accommodate students to the year 2031. Two men have admitted to participating in an armed robbery in College Station in October 2023, both men entering plea agreements with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office. Last week, 19-year-old Andreas Gibson of Hearn pleaded guilty to robbery. He's awaiting a trip to prison for a five-month sentence called shock probation. Upon successful completion, Gibson could receive probation for the remainder of a 10-year sentence. Last November, 19-year-old Nathaniel Anilo of College Station pleaded guilty in six felony cases for crimes during a nine-month period in 2023 and 24. He received a six-year prison sentence for the aggravated robbery that Gibson was involved with. Also, Anilo being convicted of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, drug possession, and unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. Back to the robbery involving the two men. They participated in the holdup where the victim was pistol whipped and robbed of two guns, a pair of Air Jordan shoes, and $600 in cash. Also from Brazos County District Court, Brian Mann had been on probation for breaking into his ex-girlfriend's apartment in September 2018, is going to prison. Five-year sentence to be served by 30-year-old Jordan Anderson Stewart. Also covers his admission to pushing the mother of their child to a concrete floor in January of last year. That victim was hospitalized with a brain bleed. WTAW News Time, quarter after five.
Cloudiness will continue to drift across the area, but we should have some intermittent sunshine through these clouds. Temperatures are about 55 to 60 this afternoon. We'll turn cloudy overnight. Lows are 40 to 45. Considerable cloudiness tomorrow with the chance for shower, especially tomorrow afternoon. It's a little cooler, 50 to 55. Showers end tomorrow night. Lows are 40 to 45. Clouds give way to occasional sunshine Thursday, and highs are anywhere from 55 to near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for 1620 and 94.5 WTAW.
This morning's low 36, reached a high of 59 this afternoon. The current temperature is 55.